We are calling in this report for the U.S. government to order a broad criminal investigation into alleged war crimes and human rights violations committed in connection with torture and ill-treatment of detainees, including waterboarding, the CIA secret detention program, and rendition of detainees to torture.
Mm-hmm. Now, where did this happen?
Well, this happened in the USA, but also outside the USA, in countries like Afghanistan, Uzbekistan, and also in Egypt. Mm-hmm. And we are focusing, those investigations, they would focus on the alleged criminal conduct by, amongst others, four senior officials. And these were President George W. Bush, Vice President Dick Cheney, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, and CIA Director George Tenet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what was the role, specific roles of each of these members of the Gang of Four, if you allow me the expression?
Yes. Well, they actually had, so to say, ordered these atrocities. And, for example, Bush himself has admitted that he approved waterboarding of two detainees, and which amounts on torture. And Cheney was the driving force behind the establishment of illegal detention policies, chairing the key meetings at which specific CIA operations were discussed, beginning with the waterboarding of detainee Abu Zubaydah. And Cheney also has publicly admitted that he was aware of the use of waterboarding. Rumsfeld approved illegal interrogation methods, and Tenet, the chief of the CIA, also oversaw and authorized waterboarding, near suffocation, stress positions, light and noise bombardment, and so on and so forth.
How many people were victim of these? Do you have any idea of that?
No, we don't have any numbers.
Okay, so where did you get the evidence of the claims that you have in the, that you put in the report?
Well, the evidence is that Bush himself has admitted it, and Cheney, he was chairing the key meetings, so there are witnesses, and those meetings were also recorded. Rumsfeld has admitted it, and so they actually are quite proud of themselves, mm-hmm. because they didn't even mention it in their biographies.
Yeah, and they said they would do the same thing.
Yes. Yeah. And so that's why we want to urge Obama not to see it as an unfortunate policy, which he does now, but really to, he's obliged actually to punish those who are doing it, or at least first investigative what they do, because any next president could then easily and comfortably do the same thing again.
I want to come back to this, but I want to go one step back first, because it's about, well, George Bush, he said, I approved it because my legal advisors or the my lawyer said that it was legal. Mm-hmm. So what is Human Rights Watch's response to that?
Well, torture is illegal. And even a memo from the Justice Department can't make it legal. Mm-hmm. Plus, administration officials, including Cheney, they sought to influence the memos to get approval for what they wanted to do, meaning the legal memos weren't independent. Yeah. Anyway, the officials should have known that the practices such as waterboarding constituted torture. The report, our report, also calls for an investigation of the lawyers involved in drafting those memos. Mm-hmm.
Now, there was an interesting debate between Kenneth Roth of Human Rights Watch on the one hand and John Baker, a professor in the Louisiana State Law School, on Democracy Now. And one of the arguments by Mr. Baker was that, you always have to look at the defense. He was actually arguing that it was not torture what had happened. You always have to look at the defense, and guilt always depends on the circumstances, and these were extreme circumstances. even in murder cases, sometimes depending on what happens, it's self-defense or not, people can be acquitted. So what is your response to that, to those arguments?
Our response is that the prohibition against torture is absolute. There are no circumstances that can justify torture. Moreover, former interrogations have made clear that using harsh interrogation techniques, they produce less information than techniques that are legal and comport with U.S. values or any democratic values. The information is less reliable, sending investigators down dead ends. Because if you...
That's an interesting argument, because there was the... I don't know who of Israel it was, but some Israeli authorities said that the number of suicide attacks against Israel had gone down since they started with torture, basically.
Yeah. Yes.
They say, well, anyway, the bottom line is that they say that it works.
Yeah, but
after the killing of Bin Laden, they said, well, you see, because we got the messenger or whoever it was, the key man, through interrogation techniques like that.
Yeah, of course. I mean, those people who use it, and after Osama Bin Laden got killed, it was the Republicans who were priding themselves. You only got him because we introduced those measures. And of course, those people who use this defend it. But as I said, torture is illegal, and this is an absolute value. And it's like death penalty for us. We are absolutely against it whatsoever. And our investigations and investigations of others have shown that the information you get through torture is not reliable.
Mm. So back to the position of Obama. You said you were not fully satisfied with his response to tackling the issue of the torture practices by his predecessor.
Yes. We are calling here for an investigation. And we call for an investigation. We're calling for investigations whenever this is the case. Regardless of the government. The U.S. government would send the clearest possible signal that it is committed to repudiating the use of torture. Accountability would boost U.S. moral authority on human rights and counterterrorism, because now we have, of course, the situation that other countries say, look, Mr. U.S. President, whatever you tell us what we should do and not, look in your own country. So it sends the wrong signal not to investigate those crimes that were committed by U.S. officials and then demand high standards of other countries.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually, in fact, it's a double standard.
Yeah. And what has Obama done so far? Because you just told what he should do.
Well, he calls it unfortunate policy, like more or less a mistake. There is some investigating going on, but it's limited on two individual cases. Mm-hmm. And that limits the whole scope on this. What we are demanding is an unpartisan, impartial investigation that meets the standards that the United States foreign policy demands from other countries.
Yeah. It's probably not going to happen, because I saw him say that we don't want a witch hunt, quote unquote.
Yeah, that's why we're bringing this exactly. That's the reason why we're bringing it up again. We don't do it for political reason. We just do it because we don't want that nobody forgets what was going on. And if the Americans are not doing it, then other countries are obliged to do it and prosecute. I mean, Bush himself knows it. He canceled a trip to Switzerland early this year. And because, remember, Pinochet maybe, what England and Spain did is what they also should do with Pinochet, is also what the international community should do whenever Cheney, Bush, Tenet, or Rumsfeld leave the country.
Now, that's interesting you mentioned Spain, because I think there was a prosecution and it was dropped. Is that right?
Yes,
could you explain what happened there?
Well, I can only speculate there, but I think there are WikiLeaks that showed some pressure of the government on Spain to drop it.
Mm. So they started an investigation. Is that what they were doing? And then on a certain moment, they just dropped the whole case. Is there still something ongoing?
I'm sorry, I don't know the details about that.
Okay. Now, is there any other response from other countries or actors in the whole thing to the report and to the practices in general?
No, not loud and not honest, and that's why we are calling on the other countries to do their job and oblige international law and observe international law. And there is actually a negative response of those countries who are committing atrocities, who are abusing human rights. Whenever the Americans or even the Western world says something, they, of course, are arguing in Africa, for example, but also in Burma and so on and so forth, in Central Asia. Look in your own countries, look what you have done, renditions, detentions, torture. What do you want? What are you asking from us if you're doing the same?
Yeah. Now, you mentioned other accomplices and things like that, and you mentioned other countries and faraway countries, but if I remember well, we've had Poland and Romania. Weren't there some detention camps there of the Americans? I mean, wasn't that part of the whole scheme?
Yes.
And even flights going through the UK, and there were even rumors that some passed through Belgium, things like that. So the question is, aren't the Polish and Romanian politicians or leaders responsible as well?
Yes, they should be. And, for example, also German politicians who knew about it, and we had a hearing here at the parliament, a parliamentary hearing. The result of it was very unsatisfactory.
Can you explain why?
Let me not explain this now, because I want to concentrate on this report,
okay,
and
yeah.
I had to dig deep into my memory and might say wrong facts. I mean, but there are many, many, many Western politicians, EU politicians, were, so to say, accomplices of what was going on. And so there's the danger of a general cover-up and not enough pressure on the Obama administration to actually start the investigation.
So is that the end of the story for this thing now, or are you going to dig further into it, or Human Rights Watch is...
We will go on and on and on and on till it changes. This is our job. Human Rights Watch is observing the situation wherever it occurs. And doesn't matter which country and which administration it is, and we will keep an eye on it, and if necessary, we come back with another report.